Okay. TH. I'm just looking at the old American movie from 1941, Meeting John Doe. And it's an interesting movie, actually. You know, from the golden years of Hollywood with Gary Cooper and Barbara Stanwyck. Well, to put it short, she is a journalist who's about to get fired, and then she sits down to write her very last article in the newspaper she's working for, where she invents someone called John Doe, faking a letter from him saying that he will jump from this mayor's building or whatever at Christmas in protest against how the world is, how bad things have got, and the ordinary citizen protesting in the most radical way, that thing. And well, then one thing leads to another, and they have to find a person who can act John Doe for radio broadcasts and so on, and all of a sudden he becomes super famous amongst the people in the nation who can identify with him. But of course, it's not for real. But maybe people need that archetype more. Then they need the actual real person, so they just encourage him to keep up the acting. And of course, the boss of the newspaper, who has bought the newspaper and wanted to fire that lady because he is only interested in making money. But now, of course, he can see that he makes a lot of money on John Doe, invented by that lady. So he invites her for the next wonderful step of this glorious success plan. John Doe should now start a new political party. And yes, he's so popular he can get 90% of the people with him, and who is going to be the president? Well, a man in his gang.